So, moving right along, our next stop is India. And our first shot of India is of a sort of street scene. And it gives you a general feel for the way we visited Delhi. And Delhi, and I guess all of India, has a very crowded sort of random sort of feeling. And this is what this street scene is intended to show you. This would be another shot of the same general area. This is, as I said, this is another shot of the same area that shows several different horse pulled carriages. It also shows the man in fairly typical Indian dress. The next slide is of a cow in the middle of the street. That was interesting to us because we'd seen newsreels and such of India, and they always showed these cows walking through traffic and stuff. And I'd always been sort of cynical and thought, well, you know, that was just something special that the newsman decided to take a picture of just to impress us. Well, in fact, it was quite common, and it's just an everyday occurrence there. Another thing which was interesting to us is if you see the car just in front of the cow, it looks like, say, 1938 English model car. It turns out that virtually all the cars in India look identical, and they're all that same sort of style. So just as in the Philippines, they've adapted to using the Jeeps almost exclusively, and now they manufacture their own at a quite high expense, and there are complaints that they're not that fuel efficient. But likewise, in India, apparently, they've chosen to accept as their standard model a 1938 British car, which they just continue to manufacture the same design over and over again. It makes parts simpler in repairs and mechanics. The next slide is of a camel pulling a cart with a little boy riding on a heavily loaded cart. We were also surprised at the wide variety of animals you see in the streets. You see cows sometimes pulling tractors in the fields or pulling carts. Sometimes you see camels. I think we even saw a couple of elephants, so they weren't actually at work. And you just see them all out in the street. It's a pretty common occurrence. And one of the things that has surprised us about the cows is that while they are sacred to the sense that no one will kill them and eat them, that still doesn't keep them from working. And so a lot of times you'll see a cow at work mowing a lawn or something like that. And the next slide is of another white cow just out in the middle of the road. This would be in a sort of parking area / entrance to some monument or historic area. And there'd be just a cow, you know, walking amongst the pedestrians. And the cow decides, maybe I want to go to the quality beauty chat in the next slide. When we were in Delhi, we had originally planned to go to Bombay, and so we had information with us about Bombay. But on our flight to, I guess it was Japan, we sat next to a man who was from India, and we told him we were planning on going to Bombay. He says, oh no, you shouldn't go to Bombay, it's just a big city, there's nothing there to see, you should instead go to Delhi. And he said he also gave us his address and said that if we were coming to Delhi, then we should see him. Well, we really didn't want to see him, but we took his advice and changed our flights and went to Delhi. Unfortunately, we arrived pretty late. We arrived at about midnight, but by the time we were looking for a hotel, it was 1 o'clock. And we went by several hotels and called several others, and they were all full. So we didn't know where we were going to stay, so finally, I guess at about 2 in the morning, we arrived at his house. We stayed there one night, and then he sent us off in a taxi to the YMCA, which is where we'd stay. And it was a nice place for us to stay. It was fairly reasonably priced, like $6 a night. And it had fairly simple accommodations, which we liked. And there was a restaurant there, which was fairly inexpensive, but good food. Anyway, out in front of the YMCA, they had the doorman. And this next slide is a picture of the doorman. We really liked his turban. And apparently there are wires in it to keep it sticking up that way. we only had one, well, at first we had strictly pleasant associations with him. However, on the morning that we were departing India, we had a flight that left at like 6 in the morning, so we were leaving the hotel at 4. And we made all our preparations for checking out the night before. And throughout our entire stay at the Y, there we had been repeatedly seeing signs, no tipping, you know, do not tip, you know, people who work here are paid a full share, and that they don't need any tips. And so we hadn't tipped at all in the YMCA, but at 4 in the morning or when we were leaving the hotel, we went out and there was a cab sitting there, and we negotiated the price of the cab, and it was a little higher than than it would normally be, but I guess you pay because it was 4 in the morning. And then the doorman wanted a tip, and we just said no. We said there are no signs, and it got a little nasty. We felt like going in and leaving a note for the manager saying that he'd been trying for a tip, but apparently he had found that people who were leaving for the airport at quiet times, like 4 in the morning, would often give him tips and would tell them report him. So I sort of wish we had a. So moving on to the next slide. When we had been in places like Korea, Japan, and Taiwan, and Hong Kong, we'd found that most of the interesting structures were temples, Buddhist temples. When we got to Thailand, we found that they also had Buddhist temples, but they also had a lot of monumental sort of structures, still sort of related to Buddhism. When we went to India, there was a real change in that almost everything we saw that was impressive was a mausoleum or a memorial to a person. And this would be a relatively small memorial in this slide with different lawns in front of it. This next slide shows not very well a cow doing work. Apparently this cow pulls a lawnmower and perhaps part of the philosophy he gets to eat the fruits of his work, i.e. he mows the lawn with this lawnmower and then he eats the grass clippings. This would be a somewhat larger mausoleum made out of red sandstone. I think this is another picture of the same thing. Also in this particular slide, there's a lady in the right front of the slide in a green and yellow scarf, which were pretty common. The next slide is of yet another mausoleum. There were just hundreds of them, and they were all made in the same basic style. This particular mausoleum is probably Muslim. They have a mixture of Hindu and Muslim. But this one has the minarets, which indicates it would probably be Muslim. And this is another slide of a mausoleum, Muslim. And this would be another one. And the next slide would be a close-up view of the same mausoleum.